This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey, this is John Slater with the Best Bits of North Sound 1 podcast, updated weekly at northsound1.com/listen-again and on iTunes, where we replay the best bits of North Sound 1 from the last 7 days. Grant Thompson on his holiday, so you've got me with this week's Best Bits. It's all about Cheryl Cole, a trip to Eurovision and the X Factor van. And we start with Cheryl Cole. She called up Gregsy at breakfast this week. Well, when I say she called up the breakfast show, she didn't really call up the entire team. She pretty much called up to speak to Yaz only, kind of giving Greg the cold shoulder. I don't know whether there's history there or not. Well, there's that rumour started. So Cheryl called up our Yaz looking for a lunch date, and we put along a recorder. So let's have a listen in. This is Yaz and Cheryl Cole on their lunch date. Beware, it's a long chat, because that's what ladies do when they lunch, right? They chat for ages, right? Here it goes.
So great to be having lunch with you this afternoon, Cheryl.
Thank you.
It's been so long since we chatted last, and I understand that you know you've been a very busy lady, and I do want to talk a little bit about what you've been up to. Also, there is actually a friend of yours that I kind of find myself attracted to now. More on that
Lily,
later.
Yes. I am. I mean, all my girlfriends are saying
this. Really?
Yeah. I literally, the other night after The Voice, I went on BBM. One of my friends had put "I am in love," and I literally BBM, they're saying, "Please tell me you're not referring to Will." She's like, caught there, and I think everyone else feels the same. So, yeah.
So I've got a bit of competition then.
You've got a little bit of competition going on, yeah.
So what's he like when the cameras aren't rolling?
Exactly the same.
Is he? Oh.
Yeah.
How's the love front for you?
Non-existent. I have to admit, I'm not really trying, but it's just not really happening either. So
Cheryl,
what about yours?
Oh, don't even get me started. Now, I've been following you on Twitter. I can then clearly see you are a big fan of The Voice. Were there any acts that sort of slipped through the net?
I just thought it was so hard because, you know, I would have put through that little guy, Will, Bill I Am,
yeah.
He was cute.
Yeah, I think I prefer Bill I Am to, it was Matt or something, the guy with the hat.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I liked him, you know, and I'm sure Danny had his reasons, but I'm obviously going to always go with Will, so.
So what was the tweet about biting your tongue so hard it hurts? What was that about?
Well, when that guy was giving Will attitude.
Oh, right, yeah.
I so badly wanted to, like, spill on Twitter, but I refrained and I kept
good.
I bit me tongue.
Oh, good. Lana Del Rey, I know she's performing on The Voice at the weekend. Any plans for you to go on the show?
I haven't confirmed any TV shows yet.
And of course, Lana Del Rey, I know you've worked with her for the new album. And is it going to be a single? Because I'm thinking that video, I'm sure guys everywhere would love to see that video.
The song's not a collaboration. It's written by Lana. And I discovered Lana about a year ago. I kept hearing her name mentioned because she's with my label. And I heard this track, Video Games, and I was like, this song is so fresh. Who is this girl? And the guy was like, can I just send you a few of her songs to listen to? And I heard the one track that is now mine, Ghetto Baby, and I was just like, that's it. I just need this track. And I've got it now. It's on the album.
Oh, that's, I'm looking forward to hearing that. When's the album out?
It's out June 18th.
Back to The Voice. I've got to ask the big question, Cheryl. What do you prefer, The Voice or The X Factor? If they're both in that boxing ring singing for survival, which one would you send home?
I mean, The Voice is fresher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's got me boy on there, so I'm going to have to go over to the light side.
I'm glad you mentioned him again. Do you know, I know you're helping him house hunt. Is that true? You're helping him house hunt?
Well, I was just giving him advice, friendly advice on where he should reside while he is here.
Can I put
it out there? Maybe send him up to Scotland.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, there's some lovely new builds up here in Aberdeen. You know, we've got an airport.
I'm sure
he could commute.
Could commute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm loving this way of thinking, Cheryl. Home comforts as well, you're cooking for him here. What's your signature dish?
Sunday roast, and I would cook him sticky toffee pudding with custard.
I've heard you do a good banana cake.
I do a mean banana cake.
With Nutella?
Kimberly gave us the, with Nutella on
top.
Yeah,
sounds ace.
Oh, yes. And I put dates in mine just as an extra sugary cake.
Oh, that sounds easy.
So I think mine takes the pip, you know, just takes
the biscuit.
A little bit. Yeah.
Now, a while ago, there was rumours flying about that you were going to have your own chat show. Is it anything like that?
Will started those rumours.
He started them.
I think that was a Will idea. Will thinks I'm great on TV. Mm-hmm. He would love for me to do my own show, but again, it's not something I've spoken to anyone about except Will, who thinks it's a great idea.
Did he actually go on a date with Jerry Halliwell?
No comment.
Oh. So if you,
I think she wanted him to make her a track.
Right.
You're listening to the best bits of North Sound 1 podcast, downloaded from northsound1.com/listen again. Available there and on iTunes. Thanks for listening. That was Cheryl Cole in conversation with our Yaz from Breakfast Over Lunch. See, she called up the show looking for a lunch date and, well, we recorded it. Don't worry, they both knew. It wasn't like me hiding under the table with the recorder secretly or anything. Right, that's part one. We'll come back to the rest of that chat in a mo. First, the X Factor van visits the northeast of Scotland soon. The X Factor van, what's that, I hear you say? Well, new to the X Factor this year is a van touring the country. You can get in the back of it when it arrives in your town or city and do your thing to audition for X Factor. It's coming to Aberdeen, and Andy and Craig, well, here's their take on it. That's all I'm going
to
say.
We found out that the X Factor auditions are coming to town in a van.
A van?
Yep. And we were looking for van tunes. Van Morrison.
Van Halen.
Yeah.
Oh, Armin Van Helden. Are you dying over there? Are you dying with excitement about X Factor?
So excited about X Factor coming to town in a van.
Right, back to Cheryl meets Yaz, or is it Yaz meets Cheryl? Well, either way, it was a lunch date. We snooped in. Here's the second half of it.
So if you were to actually have your chat show, who would your ideal guest be? Pick two, sort of dead or alive. Who would you have on your show?
Marilyn Monroe is me dead one.
Yep, okay.
And alive, I would have Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Okay.
She's fascinating.
So I believe everyone's got a book in them, and I think you're going to be releasing your autobiography in autumn. Is that right?
No. Oh, is this me tell all?
This is great because you get you can see sort of you can see year and age all these rumours flying about. This, so yeah, this is autobiography.
This is the book I'm going to write about Simon Cowell. No?
Simon Cowell, I think. Yep, your ex Ashley as well. You're going to spill the beans. Is this true?
The truth of it is, for the past 3 years, I've been offered an autobiography deal and never ever taken anyone up on the offer. But there's so many unofficial unauthorised autobiographies out there, which basically means a random person just took random clippings of things I've said on TV or things they've read in the newspapers or magazines and made a book from it.
Right, okay. And I always wondered how that worked. Yeah.
Yeah, and then people buy it and they're buying it under false pretenses.
It's a shame because they're going to believe what they're reading.
Exactly.
About. Yeah.
And I come across young girls that are like 15, 16, like at a vulnerable age that are reading this stuff like it's Bible, and they get me to ask me to sign this book. Oh my God, like I live by this book and I haven't got the heart to say actually has nothing to do with me and I didn't say those, you know, just that annoys us and that tempts us to want to do a book on my own to just say my stuff.
Yeah, like a legit one, yeah. So we're just about to play the new single, which comes from the new album, which we mentioned earlier on, A Million Lights.
Yes.
Which you will be touring later this year as well. When will you be in Scotland?
Honestly, I absolutely love the Scottish crowd.
Yeah.
So when I'm on tour, I want to come here in the early stages so I can get the buzz of the crowd.
That's great. Well, thank you, listen, so much. Thanks so much for lunch today, Cheryl.
Thanks,
are we going to go Dutch?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Good luck with the single, the album and the forthcoming tour as well.
Thank you.
Cheryl Cole and Yaz in conversation. See, Cheryl called up the breakfast show looking for a lunch date with Yaz. Somebody to do with Ian Stovies. I had no idea that's what Cheryl Cole would like eating, Stovies. You know, I would have thought it'd been like a cracker bread or something. Bit of celery. You know, one of these crazy diets that the celebs go on. Anyway, right, Andy and Craig, Eurovision mad and lots of cash to give away with Azerbaijan Airways. Yeah, I'm glad I was able to say that right, because our Craig, off drive, he really struggled with Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan?
Yes. 1-0 to me.
It's time then. Azerbaijan Airlines now flying from Aberdeen to Baku, so if you wanted to go and check out this year's Eurovision Song Contest, you can, you've no excuse. Everybody went into the pot today for the chance to go to this year's Eurovision Song Contest, Craig.
Yes, flights, accommodation, the show tickets. We had Monday's winner was Rachel, Tuesday's Kerry, Wednesday Keith, Thursday Gary, and today Norrie.
Okay, let's not mess about. The computer has narrowed it down to three of the finalists. Here we go. The person selected by the computer that will be going to this year's Eurovision Song Contest can their flights, their accommodation, show tickets, having a fantastic time. That person is...
Thursday's winner, Gary.
No.
Oh, you don't want it, Gary? Oh, fair enough, then. We'll find somebody else.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that. Do you know what? This is so sad, but I've always wanted to go to that.
Hey! That's what we're about. Dreams coming true. That's what we're about.
I think it's 4 weeks this weekend.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's the 26th of May, apparently. Not that I've looked it up.
Oh, I'm not really that interested.
No, you never Googled it or anything. No, you never did.
No, not at all.
Fantastic. Great news that you've wanted to do that. You'll be doing that. Thanks to NorthSan1 and Azerbaijan Airlines.
Thank you very much.
That's it for another week. Thanks for listening to the best bits of NorthSan1 podcast, available at NorthSan1.com/listen-again and on iTunes. And you can hear the best bits Sunday afternoons from 12 with Grant Thompson. He's on his holidays again next week. 2 weeks of holidays in the sunshine. Hey, that boy has more holidays than anyone I know. So it's Elisa Boyce on air on Sunday afternoon with your best bits, and the podcast updated Sunday evening for your delight as well. Thanks for listening.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listen-again.